What if the vague intuitions you sometimes experience, that sudden knowing without reasoning, that uncanny sense of someone thinking about you, aren't flukes, but signals from dormant hardware in your skull? Between your eyebrows, buried in the center of your brain, sit two tiny glands that ancient mystics considered more valuable than any treasure, the pineal and pituitary. For thousands of years, from Egyptian mystery schools to Tibetan monasteries, spiritual adepts have known these structures function as biological receivers for frequencies our ordinary senses can't detect. Modern quantum physics now confirms what mystics always claimed: everything is vibration, and our bodies contain specialized organs designed to perceive far more than we've been taught. Your body seems solid, but it's actually a symphony of frequencies. Every atom vibrates, every cell hums with electromagnetic activity, every thought generates measurable waves. Science recognizes only a sliver of reality: sound waves between 20 and 20,000 hertz, visible light occupying a tiny band of the electromagnetic spectrum. Yet infrared, ultraviolet, X-rays, and gamma rays exist beyond our perception, using ether rather than air as their medium. Ancient wisdom traditions understood this completely. The universe operates on seven distinct planes of increasingly subtle vibration, each interpenetrating the others like radio stations broadcasting simultaneously through the same space. Those two glands, the pituitary behind your nose and the pineal deeper in your brain, contain photoreceptive cells remarkably similar to your retina. They're literally eyes turned inward, designed to perceive thought forms, energy fields, and dimensions invisible to physical sight. When activated through specific practices, they merge their energies to open what's called the third eye. This isn't mystical nonsense, it's biological potential lying dormant. Einstein's E equals mc² proved matter and energy are interchangeable. Quantum physics reveals that at the subatomic level, particles exist as probability waves until observed. Your thoughts aren't separate from physical reality, they're part of the same vibrational continuum. Four fundamental principles govern existence. The law of repetition reveals identical patterns throughout reality. Atoms mirror solar systems. Your body contains miniature versions of cosmic structures. The law of evolution shows everything progresses upward. Minerals possess elementary awareness. Plants exhibit higher vibration. Animals demonstrate instinct. Humans develop reason. And beyond us exist even more refined consciousnesses. The law of karma and rebirth ensures your consciousness reforms in new circumstances after death, explaining child prodigies and congenital challenges. The law of creation reveals seven interpenetrating planes of existence, each vibrating at different frequencies. You're operating multiple vehicles simultaneously. Your physical body is interpenetrated by an etheric body composed of four ethers that channel life force, what traditional Chinese medicine maps as meridians. Your astral body operates in the realm of emotions and desires. Ever felt love or fear override rational thought? That's your astral body taking the wheel. During sleep or deep meditation, this body can separate from the physical, where thoughts and feelings manifest as dynamic colors, deep reds of anger, brilliant blues of spiritual devotion. Your mental body functions in the world of thought, from concrete daily concerns to abstract contemplation. Beyond this lies your causal body, the permanent vehicle of your soul, the true individual using lower bodies as instruments for experience. Genuine development requires harmonizing all your bodies. Sex represents the fundamental positive-negative polarity driving all creation. Male embodies dynamic, outward-moving energy. Female represents magnetic, receptive potential. When these complementary polarities fuse, powerful creative action occurs. This dynamic operates everywhere: electromagnetic interactions between sun and planets, acids and alkalis maintaining health. Every person contains both qualities: your right side electric, active, left magnetic, receptive. Your brain's left hemisphere is analytical and structured, masculine, while the right is intuitive and creative, feminine. When coordinated through focused training, they produce inspired thinking. The creative force, Kundalini, can direct toward physical procreation or sublimate upward toward mental and spiritual creation. When purified through disciplined living, this energy rises through your spine's centers to energize your brain, bringing heightened wisdom. This explains the connection between pineal and pituitary glands, which regulate both intellectual capacity and sexual development. Men and women complement each other energetically. When working together harmoniously, their subtle bodies merge creatively, stimulating inspiration even without physical contact. The coming age will be founded on perfect working units of woman, wisdom, strength, and man, power, action, each respecting and enhancing the other's natural qualities. Breathing determines your state of being. At 16 to 18 breaths per minute, you're normal. 26 light breaths make pain impossible. 10 breaths eliminate irritability. 3 breaths per minute activate psychic perception. Yogis reach 1 breath per minute for intense concentration, eventually suspending breathing entirely. You breathe through one nostril at a time, alternating between positive, right, sun-ruled, and negative, left, moon-ruled currents along your spine, regulating body temperature and connecting to astrological cycles. Through pranayama, systematic breath control, you alter consciousness, activate dormant brain centers, and harmonize masculine-feminine polarities within your nervous system. Like dancers training muscles for years, spiritual seekers must train their breath with equal dedication, transforming this automatic function into a precision instrument for consciousness expansion. Sound bridges abstract and concrete, molding ether into forms that impress power onto matter. Every object has a keynote. Sounded gently, it heals. Harshly, it destroys. The Idaphone demonstrates how sounds create natural forms in paste or geometric patterns in sand, explaining why mystery schools used specific chants to reshape consciousness and matter. Colors are vibrations your optic nerves interpret. 7 color rays pour from 7 major planets. Red, Mars, provides vitality. Orange, sun, stimulates emotions. Yellow, Mercury, activates intellect. Green, Saturn, provides stability. Blue, Venus, soothes. Indigo acts as intermediary. And violet, Jupiter, represents spiritual aspiration. By regulating breath, understanding sound's creative power, and working with color, you alter consciousness and balance energies. Wearing specific colors affects your energy field. Visualizing colors during meditation activates corresponding qualities. Chanting specific sounds resonates energy centers along your spine, awakening dormant capacities. These aren't abstract theories. They're practical instruments you can reclaim. The third eye serves as a gateway to expanded consciousness and direct spiritual perception. This dormant faculty enables perceiving thoughts as tangible forms, accessing the Akashic records of Earth's complete history, and transcending conventional time-space limitations. Like a spiritual telescope, it reveals subtle realms beyond physical reality. Reactivating this center requires systematic training, maintaining ethical conduct, practicing nonviolence, speaking truth, cultivating emotional stability, and mastering your brain through pranayama, breath control, pratyahara, sensory withdrawal, and dharana, concentration. Your mind's power lies in focus. When scattered, mental energy dissipates like diffused light. Through one-pointed concentration, your mind becomes a precision instrument, piercing through illusion to access higher dimensions. Meditation bridges physical brain, subtle mind, and eternal soul with universal intelligence. The journey unfolds through 4 stages. Concentration masters personality impulses and develops sustained attention. Meditation involves deep contemplation until essence is revealed. Contemplation leads to direct perception of universal laws. Adoration culminates in complete unity with divine consciousness. Through persistent practice, you evolve from external control to conscious partnership with divine intelligence. Humanity cycles through recurring ages, golden, dark, energy, each time ascending higher. Having passed through unprecedented ignorance, we now approach a golden age and the Aquarian age of universal brotherhood. Ancient wisdom, resurrected in the late 19th century, grows exponentially. Current global upheaval represents necessary cleansing before transformation. Following spiritual teachings eliminates auto-intoxication from fear, anger, worry, and envy, while developing stronger vibrations of love, hope, faith, and intellect, creating perfect health and increased mental capacity. The spiritual seeker progresses from studying the self to developing the self to forgetting the self completely. True service becomes their calling, to radiate illumination without interfering in others' lives. The vanguard of universal brotherhood already challenges the world, and the way is open for anyone wishing to help build the future. Your dormant faculties await activation. Your third eye yearns to open. You don't need to believe these truths. You can verify them through direct experience. The ancient tools remain available: breath control, sound work, color meditation, ethical living, concentrated focus. The question isn't whether this path exists, but whether you possess the courage to walk it. Your birthright awaits, the triumph of divine consciousness in human form.